The podcast you are about to listen to discusses comic books and comic book related media. Be warned, the following will review art, plot, and themes, and will therefore contain spoilers of the materials discussed. Welcome to Comics League International. Episode 18 of Comics League International. I'm your host, Brent. I write the stuff on deadlytroubadours.com and, you know, do this podcast. With me is, well, he's actually been a part of pretty much every single podcast that I've released. You might have heard his name a few times. We don't do a good enough job plugging his stuff. Hopefully you've checked out his albums. Phil.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I feel weird giving away like your superhero alias as Manny Marks.
No,
you know, like since we are reading Amazing Spider-Man, I've been thinking about secret identities.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, if you haven't listened, you just heard a small tidbit of his music here, and you'll hear it again at the end of the show. But I don't know, I think your stuff is rad, and it blends genres, and if it weren't for the fact that I use an iPod, basically, to listen to music, I'd name drop song names, but I honestly haven't remembered a single song name.
I'm the same way.
Since the Walkman went away.
Yeah, exactly, I'm the same way. I don't know song names.
I call it, you know, the song with the la 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 la, but since I'm tone deaf, I can't even do it justice that way. I just screech at you.
Yeah, it's all good.
So, Phil, where are you from?
So, I'm from New York, from Long Island, New York. I grew up there until I came to Japan, pretty much.
And we came over, you're another person who, the pretty much the same weekend.
Yep.
We arrived on the same plane, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. We must have. Yeah, because it's crazy, man. That was 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, like this July, it'll be 11 full years.
Insane. It's crazy.
I know, man.
It's crazy. But, I'm, you know, born and raised in Long Island, New York. And now I guess actually living in my apartment here in Japan is the longest I've ever lived anywhere in my life.
Like in this apartment?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow. That is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So did you guys moved around a lot in Long Island?
Yeah. So I moved around a bunch when I was a kid. I lived in Florida for like a year and a half.
Where in Florida?
It was, you know what?
I mean, I grew up in...
By Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
I don't really know specifically where.
Yeah, because I mean, I was born in South Florida.
Okay.
And then for several years lived in North Florida, and I've still got family dotting all over the Panhandle.
So. Yeah, me too. I got family, a lot of family there. My grandparents live in by Orlando.
Yeah.
So I was there this summer, actually.
Oh man, I haven't been back in about 2 years. And I remember it was just Christmas time, and we're in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt up near Tallahassee, shucking oysters on, stone back porch, going like, yep.
This is
an awesome Christmas.
That's awesome, man.
So growing up, did you read comics?
Yeah, I loved comics. I was a huge Spider-Man fan.
Awesome.
From most of my childhood, in the 90s, I was really big into The Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm, mm.
Pretty much read that exclusively, and then lots of other forgotten comics, like, because in the 90s they were crazy. So I remember this, was that Dark Hawk, I think his name was, and
yeah, with the chest and the emblem and the I remember when he joined the New Warriors. It was like, oh my god, he joined the New Warriors. This is amazing.
Fucking Sleepwalker. You ever, dude, man, I used to like all this obscure. They're not even famous, man. The Super Pro. Ever read Super Pro?
He's like, I've never read it, but they had it on the spinner racks in the convenience store. Yeah, I would drive to, bike to.
Yeah.
When my parents wouldn't take me to the comic shop in town.
I was big into comics. Okay,
by any chance, do you remember it was like a 4-issue limited series, Slapstick? The clown guy? No. Okay, never mind then. He was right in there with Sleepwalker and stuff.
Really?
It was awesome. I loved it.
I found some of that. When I went back this summer, I found some of my old comics. I found the Sleepwalker comic. I found a few What If. I was going to bring them back, but I didn't have any room.
Yeah, my folks let me keep them in a Words in like a file cabinet.
Oh, nice.
So I've got like file cabinet with like styrofoam in the front to keep it from getting like bent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Every now and then I go home and just like flip through them, like hee, they're so pretty.
Awesome, man. So what were you into?
I love, you know, Spider-Man. I liked.
Yeah.
And I would go into spurts of collecting Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think it was less amazing. But Spectacular Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah.
Even then, I don't know what it was. There was something, like, and of course, I didn't really know who these guys were, but like Sal Buscema. Okay. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. You know,
yeah.
One of those artists from Marvel who was busy definitely through the 70s and 80s and up through the 90s. But he had this like very angular, not quite stiff look to his work that I just thought was awesome. Like, very distinctive. And, you know, he did the stuff for, like, Harry Osborn came back as Green Goblin.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no shit, man.
Yeah, no. And then I tried to... I think it was actually Maximum Carnage.
Yeah,
the big sprawl. That was the one that kind of I went like, you know, this is too much. I got to step back and go to something else. But it was mostly X-Men.
Okay.
Like,
I'm trying to find his artwork right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, Salbuscema.
Okay.
And I loved it growing up.
Okay, yeah. I remember this.
And even today, like, reading back his stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, X-Men was the one that, you know, when Classic X-Men came out, I had to buy it. And I lived in a podunk pissant of a little town up until, like, 11 years old.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Which meant, like, you know, you'd go to the store or send you, like, buy whatever comics they have, mom and dad, because they're, you know, 75 cents or $1 or something they'd sometimes do it. And then they'd come back with, like, Archie or Richie Rich or something like that. Dumpy and gracious, because then you'll never get one again.
So
I better read that New Kids on the Block and Richie Rich comic book, which I kid you not, they bought me one day when I was sick in, like, the third grade. You know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So what was it about Spider-Man? Which, by the way, folks, we are reading some Spider-Man comics today. We read actually the first two appearances of Venom from Amazing Spider-Man, written by David Michelinie and artist. This kid, I don't know if anyone else has heard of him. He didn't stick around too long. Todd McFarlane?
Oh, who the hell is that?
I don't know. Yeah, so Todd McFarlane. Yeah. So what was it about Spider-Man that...
I guess it was this. It was around the same time I got into ninjas, and he was like a fucking ninja, man. Like, you know, like that shot webs. But
I think ninjas did that.
Yeah. But he was like really ninja, and I think I got into him a lot. The comics lot is because of Todd McFarlane's work, because was the first. I think he was the first artist to really contort Spider-Man.
I mean, he definitely brought a lot of just dynamic energy.
Yeah.
To Spider-Man, that, you know.
And like, he made like the webs really sloppily looking. Like usually the webs are just like a rope, but he kind of you know, you see it a lot in his work when he went out to Image doing Spawn. No. But yeah, like his artwork and just how he animated Spider-Man really got me into it.
What's so interesting, especially about the webs, is I'm reading the I'm actually been reading through the old original issues of Amazing Spider-Man up to like 70 or 80 right now.
Oh wow. Okay.
The introduction of the kangaroo, you know. The kangaroo, don't you remember? He's the kangaroo. Come on, Phil. You said you like Spider-Man. But, you know, it's the issues right after Man Mountain Marco.
No clue.
But, like, and, you know, the Spider-Man, like you're saying, he looks posal, completely different from McFarlane.
Yeah.
And it still works, and I still like it, and I don't miss it. And then he shoots his webbing, and it really does look like he's almost throwing, like, a fisherman's net.
Yeah.
At people, and that's the part where I'm like, yeah, no, the webbing does look a lot better. The other stuff, like, it's powerful and it's dynamic, but I can't say it's better or worse. It definitely grabs your eye as a kid. Yeah. But the webbing, it just doesn't look like webbing anymore.
Yeah, I think he revolutionized how people do how they drew the webbing. I think because
I wonder if it was because I know Eric Larson, you know, they had like I'm gonna say it's a similar style. You know, okay. I mean, we could get into the.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
you know, I'm not. I'm more thinking out loud. I wonder, like, which one of them was the first to do that style of webbing? Because I've seen it in other places. It might be McFarlane.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what always caught me was just how like the weird poses and he's like you know he liked to use the powers. He didn't really do it in this series that much, but when. One of his other comics, when Spider-Man fought, I think his name was Morpheus, the vampire guy.
Morbius.
And one scene, Spider-Man is just eating donuts, but he's not holding them in his hand. He has each donut on a finger, and because he's upside down, like snacking at donuts. And I was like, oh, this is so cool, you know. So that was another McFarlane comic. So like that really got me into Spider-Man.
Yeah, just, no, I mean it's. There's so much energy and, like, there's so much detail on every page, you know? I mean, even when, like, there's no background whatsoever, it just feels so powerful.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask, since you kind of mentioned the ninja aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, did you have any Batman love?
You know, I think it was just, like, kid bullshit, but, and my... I got really big into comics in fifth grade. When I was like 10 or 11. And there were the Marvel guys and there were the DC guys. Mm. And we always talk shit to each other. So I never really got into DC until a lot later.
But, well, I mean, let's be honest. You know, DC. Do I got to say anymore? It's not that you didn't get into them until a lot later.
Yeah.
They didn't get good. Send all complaints to deadlytroubadour@gmail.com. Headline, you guys are a bunch of jerks. DC was awesome. Go F yourselves. That's F-E-F-F.
But yeah, man, I just, you know, I didn't get into Spider-Man until the first Spider-Man comic I read is when he teamed up with Spawn.
Really?
Yeah, I was the very first, I think it was an Image one.
When did he team up with Spawn?
I think he threw the batarang and Spawn.
Sorry. You said the first, first Batman.
First Batman. Yeah,
I was like, whoa, Spider-Man. Oh, no, Spawn. No, that was awesome.
Yes, and then from then on, I got into Batman, but not too much later.
Yeah. So do you still read Did you still read them, or when was the last time you regularly read comic books?
Oh man, had to have been over 10 years ago. Mm.
Was that the reason you came to Japan? You had to give up the habit?
Well, not actually. I switched from comics to manga to Japanese comics, and then I got into anime, and then that was it with the because you know we all have limited resources, so instead of buying comics, then I went to going to like you know comic cons and trying to find obscure. Like manga, and then I got the PS2, and that gave me, well, I was like my first DVD player, and then all my money went to like finding DVDs of Japanese.
It was so expensive then, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm just kind of assuming the years based on our conversation.
Yeah.
But this was like a 20-minute DVD would go for $30-$40.
Yep. Crazy. And we were lucky because we lived in New York, so we can go to Chinatown and they had the bootlegs. But even the bootleg VHS and DVDs, man, they were like, you know, still going $30 a pop, whatever. Sometimes weren't even like translated.
I remember a friend buying online a bunch of VHS. This would have been in 99 because it was like the year we graduated high school.
Yeah,
but like the Dragon Ball Z movies.
Yeah.
And it was like a VHS collection of it, and it was like somehow the fact that it was grainy and obviously a copy of a copy somehow made it more badass.
Yeah.
And I remember finally saw like you know the digitally remastered version of some of those, like oh this isn't as entertaining.
Yeah, because it didn't have that blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah,
behind, you know.
Yeah, that's
why I stopped watching anime. It got too easy. It's like
now anyone with like a BitTorrent can.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we would, you know, share always. Files.
No, at all.
That
never,
was
never
always. Moving on. Oh, this is something. This actually just came out today. I don't know. Were you a fan of like any of the Spider-Man movies, like either the Tobey Maguire ones or the
I've seen them all.
I still haven't seen the most recent one because I just heard
it's not worth the time. But
that's basically what I heard, and like I'll still watch it eventually.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing.
But I don't know, like this morning today, maybe yesterday, time zones.
Yeah.
Marvel and Sony are going to start sharing. So you know, like.
Yep.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, man? Do you?
You know what? I hope that it's not too late. You know, I kind of feel that. I was thinking about as I read that this morning as well. I was kind of thinking as like everything up until now has been so awesome with these movies, these Marvel films. You know, and then they were like releasing like their 20-year plan or whatever it was. You know. And I kind of feel like I hope that they don't rush anything, or I hope it doesn't get caught up in red tape, you know. And I hope, you know, it's okay. You know, capitalism sucks, or whatever. No, but I mean, I kind of feel that if they just let it happen, it'll be good. But I'm afraid that it's gonna like
they're gonna try and rush it and alter plans to kind of force Spider-Man into a world they weren't thinking Spider-Man would be in.
Exactly. But I have faith because, you know, if somebody told me, you know, I don't know, you know, 20 years ago, maybe longer, fuck, man, we're old, man. Somebody told me 15 years ago that, you know, that there'll be an Avengers movie that was tied in with a Thor movie and an Iron Man movie. Like, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, fuck off, you know?
No, I'm still some, like, I still kind of look back and go like, holy, what?
Yeah. So they're making it work. Yeah. So.
I mean,
I have faith.
I've liked elements of all the movie. And I mean, I think like Spider-Man 2 is probably my favorite.
Yeah,
you know, with Doc Ock, and I think the one with Green Goblin, it's got some really good parts on it, and some parts that really don't feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I'm almost grateful it's gonna. like, I don't want to say, oh, it's Marvel, therefore it will be a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of like, well, here's new people who have a strong track record of not giving a shit if things are silly.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
think that's kind of like in even the latest Captain America movie. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah.
But it's like, oh, here's a bad guy. He's got a robot arm. Why? Because he's got a fucking robot arm. We do not need to explain this.
Yeah.
It does not matter. Comics are awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of mindset and just the sheer silliness of Guardians of the Galaxy and the work.
Yeah.
Like, that was a movie that wasn't afraid to be funny and wasn't afraid to have heart. And wasn't afraid to kind of like show people who can kind of be jerks but love each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of like, man, if they can kind of do that same thing but with Spider-Man.
Yeah, it'd be, yeah. Spider-Man's a funny guy, man.
Yeah, and he's got problems, but he's not like, I'm Spider-Man, and I'm kind of sad all the time. Like, I don't want mopey Spider-Man. I want like, oh, sometimes my life sucks, but I'm still Spider-Man.
Exactly,
exactly. Oh, that sucks. I missed a date. Good thing I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Like, and I think they need to... I know that's not always the case in the comics, but I think they need to amp it up just to get away from somber, sad sack Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Because they redid his origin stories twice already.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's time that, you know, they... He's getting married and having, you know, marriage shit going on. And
I know it's not going to happen. I'd kind of like to see, you know, them be like, you know what? Married Spider-Man. That's the movie we're going to make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have zero faith or zero think, not even faith, but it's like, I don't think it's going to happen much.
It's tough, man. And then, you know, I think the Mary Jane choices, man. I wasn't a big fan of Kirsten Dunst, and I'm not even sure who the other actress is for the new movie, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It seems like they just kind of call it in with MJ, you know?
Yeah.
Because even in this comic, you know, she's a character. Like, she's not, like, somebody that's in Spider-Man as well. Like, you in the comics that we're going to talk about, you're in her head as well. You know, she's thinking about, you know...
Mm, mm.
But she's, you know, gonna cheer up Peter and whatnot, you know. No, so
I mean, and honestly, I sometimes think like in the we read five comics, Spider-Man 299, 300, 3, 15, 16, and 17. So, you know, those the first two real encounters with Venom.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I kind of came out of them like thinking as an adult reading this.
Yeah,
it's a lot of those like family parts of them.
Yeah,
like that. Honestly, that's a lot more entertaining than these first two Venom appearances.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised. I was like, oh wow. I as a kid, I didn't pick up. I was just kind of rushing for the action, right? Picking up on how, you know, some of the references and like, I'm like, damn man, this talk. You know, like a lot of like the stuff is really mature. You know?
Yeah.
Way over my head. This came out with 88, 89?
This came out, the 99 and 300 came out in 87.
87?
I think 299 was cover date of, like, April.
Okay.
You know, so probably a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah.
And the next three came out in 89.
Yeah. So I didn't read these until probably 1990.
I'm actually trying to remember if... Like, I think I've read the one where they fight on the beach. I want to say I've read that one before. It might have been, like, a third encounter.
Yeah, yeah.
But I might not have, like, really read these before.
Yeah.
Because I lived in a podunk
town. Yeah. The first one I read was when they fought on the beach and Spider-Man used a skeleton in his costume.
I think that was the one I read, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I went back and I had one of my friends, dad's had him. And he let me read them, but I didn't. I was just looking for like, you know, the fights and stuff. But
No, I was kind of in that same thing where, you know, you're reading through and like, oh no, they're talking about Aunt May and there's some old guy who like, I don't know, he has a problem or something. Oh look, that guy's so ripped, he's gonna punch Spider-Man in the face. And now I'm reading it like, man, Venom, like. Growing up, you'd hear like the older comic field stream like, oh, this Venom guy kind of sucked. I'm like, you suck, old man.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I kind of get it. And
that's true.
I mean, so looking back on it, what we both have love for Venom as a kid. We yeah, have kid, the kid yeah. love.
Yeah.
As a man.
Yeah, no, as an adult man, Venom, man, he's just a nut. He's crazy, man. Yeah. I mean, he's just crazy. And yeah, man. Not as cool.
No, he's really.
Yeah, he's kind of corny, man.
It's like they kind of want like, hey, we want a big muscular bully who may like kick sand in a kid's face, but let's also make him crazy.
Yeah.
And strangely violent and then not violent.
Yeah.
And have him worried about innocence, but not really give a shit at the same time. Yeah. Oh, it's a shame we had to needlessly murder these people.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, subways are expensive.
Yeah, it was not. I was waiting for, you know, like the love to come back, but I was like, yeah, Venom's kind of corny, man.
Yeah. Like after my first thought after reading one of these was like, wow, I should have finished this like earlier to see if we both still have time in our schedule to read maybe the third one.
Yeah, yeah.
To see if it's a little stronger.
Yeah.
And then we'll get like halfway through Carnage and be like, I don't know, he's still kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a gimmick.
Yeah. I remember that was 365, right? That was, no, wait. What, which one was Carnage? 496. It was
no,
I remember
no, it was still
that.
It wouldn't be 365. I think it was maybe like 361.
Okay. I remember the one with Carnage.
Yeah.
That was actually interesting because
I like that.
I remember that, yeah.
I remember, I also really liked Cardiac. Like, he was the.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because he was the guy who they fought, or Spider-Man fought with, or fought alongside.
Yeah, yeah.
In the issues that was that had the Carnage teaser.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And I just, like, I loved his design.
Yeah.
The blue and the white and the knee pads and the stick.
Wait, I gotta look him up. I forgot what he looked like. I remember you talking about, though.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, and, you know, I don't know, like, I'd almost be worried to read them back now to see kind of what I think of it. But, I mean, at its heart,
yeah,
Spider-Man, I think, is always kind of, it's basically an action soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe that's what good comics are, action soap operas, but, you know.
Yeah, no, it is. I was really, like I said, I was really surprised how much Mary Jane was involved.
Yeah.
I just did not notice it as a kid. I was just like, oh, whatever, you know, I just didn't care, I guess.
She's pretty and she's got big boobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, honestly, though, that was something I was kind of pleased with is, I mean, I don't know why, but in my head I've been thinking like, you know, oh, McFarlane, he's one of the Image guys, he's one of the people who, you know, really paved the way for the over sexualization of women in comics.
Yeah.
And yet looking at the issues in here, I mean, yeah, by today's standards, like, this is it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's She has agency, and, you know, she.
Yeah. She's the one who, at least in, we miss the issue where they decide to move back, but it's a part of her storyline, so I don't want to say she's decided, but she's basically like, we're moving to this place because I have the money to do it.
Yeah, yeah, that was so badass, man.
Yeah, and, like, you can kind of whine about it, but I'm going to let you kind of say if it's okay or not the way, if you're a spouse, you just kind of got to do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But we're doing this and it's my decision.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah, man, it's, yeah, that's like more, what was more interesting in the Venom stories.
No, I found myself like reading through this and kind of like, Christy Watson, I remember her.
Yeah.
What happened with her? When was the last time she appears? Like, Spider-Man 23 is the last. And I'm like, wow, really? They wrote her out quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe not quick, but she just disappeared.
Even fucking Black Cat pops up in.
She got
her ass kicked, man.
A lot. Oh my goodness. Like. And what was really and with an actual kind of, you know, big ass shot as well, right there. It's, I was kind of really surprised how beaten she got in this, because I kept on thinking, you know, this was in issue 316. Yeah. Both times I was really surprised that, like, and kind of, this is going to sound awful, but let down that Mary Jane, there was no real conflict scene between Mary Jane and Venom.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't, they kind of, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, he did something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, really, the only time we actually see them together
mm-hmm.
is right there in 399. Yeah. Or 299, where he's like,
yeah.
I'm home,
boogada. Yeah.
And then it's like all off panel, and I don't know. I don't quite get why that was.
Yeah, me neither.
You know?
Maybe that's something planned, or they just decided to cut it. I don't. Yeah, does it? Because like he's asking, like, what happened? What did he? Because she was like all shook up about it. Like,
he must
have did something, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm all right, you know. So maybe they
physically, I'm fine. He just kind of scared me.
Yeah. So like, what did he? Yeah, that wouldn't. Would it, yeah, you're right. It would have been really added more to the story.
Yeah, or just, I mean, and I could have almost handled it in that first one, but then in the second one, it's kind of like we don't even find out he saw Mary Jane again until the Black Cat scene, where it's like, oh yeah, yeah, I scared his wife too, and she's like, wife? He's like, wait, did you only include the wife scaring scene just so Black Cat could get jealous over Spider-Man?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because then it's like, in the next scene, he's like, oh, yeah, Venom showed up again. I'm sad and I'm holding a teddy bear.
That's right. Yeah, I'm looking at that panel right now, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, like, it just seems such a miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Yeah, I don't really get that part. I don't know what ends up happening with Black Cat. I don't know.
I honestly can't remember where in the psych. I mean, you were the big Amazing Spider-Man reader.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Because I know they dated before.
Oh yeah, yeah, they were together before Mary Jane. Yeah.
Speaking of the What If issues, did you ever have the What If Spider-Man married, or like, didn't marry Mary Jane and married the Black Cat?
Is that when he's fat on the couch? that's another what if. Yeah, no, I don't know. No.
Oh, it was this great, like, two-part story about how, like, on his wedding day when they get attacked, that Spider-Man was too slow to get there, and so Mary Jane, like, got more injured. And he decides, like, no, you're never going to be able to protect yourself.
That's crazy.
Like, I can't do this. And then he, in the next issue, because Felicia Hardy is kind of a superhero,
yeah,
he marries her.
That's
crazy. And it's a what-if story, so it pretty much means I'm pretty sure everyone dies horribly somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of how they end.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Venom's not really interesting in this though.
No, I was surprised.
Yeah, I
actually thought that this was when Spider-Man faked his death,
because
that was the comic when he put the skull in the. But I was thinking, like, oh no, they're going to Montauk. They're going to Long Island to fight. When they fought in that other comic, they were on some, like,
deserted island, yeah. Yeah. Like, and, I kept...
And that's when I got interested in Venom, because that was the first time he used his camouflage. At, like, because before, he just changed outfits in this comic. He became the police officer. But that one, he blends into the sky. And, like, he's, like, transparent or whatever. So that I think that's a really... That was a comic that got me into Venom, I think. It wasn't these... But it all kind of merges together.
Yeah, it really does. I was like, I think, because when we were talking about what to talk talk about, I remember flipping through these real quick, and I just saw the pictures of, like, oh, he's on sand. That must mean these are the issues. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And then it's like, well, I mean, admittedly, of their fights, the fight on the beach is the most exciting of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the grabbing him through the sand.
In the sand, and, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it, maybe that was it. Venom works when he's on a beach.
Yeah, yeah. Venom's just better on
yeah. beach. This Venom, a little daiquiri, a nice paper umbrella. What's going to be an awesome vacation?
But yeah, he. What was cool about these, I think, was that Venom is the first, and I think only villain that Spider-Man can't sense with his spider sense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they come and go with Mysterio, I think.
Okay.
Where, like, sometimes Mysterio's smoke can, like, either dampen it,
Okay.
But that, I think, is, like, sometimes it was when plot demanded it.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
needed to be an issue. But Venom, I think you're right, was, like, straight up. Do you remember if Carnage? Was he the same way?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think because Carnage was just like the spawn of Venom's costume, but
yeah,
I don't think it had any. It didn't link up because the only reason because the costume was already a part of Spider-Man's. I don't think he could avoid the spider sense, but I don't know.
Yeah, welcome to 2 30-year-olds talk about comics they read when they were 12. That's no. But yeah, I kind of hope he does. I hope he doesn't not trigger. I hope he does trigger.
Yeah.
Stuff because it does make Venom a little bit more. But well, do you know to flash forward? Do you know who the current wielder of the symbiote suit is? At least from according to like 6 months ago.
Was it the Punisher or somebody? Who was it?
Nope.
Who was it? All right, somebody. Told me about it. I saw it in a comic book, Girl 19, but I forgot. Yeah. Who is it?
Flash Thompson.
Okay, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
He got paralyzed, right?
Yeah. No, he got he lost his legs.
Lost his legs. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In the war.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I did hear about that. Yeah.
And
that's
he became crazy. Like Agent he has, like, guns Venom and shit for a now. While. Yeah. 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 It was. I thought like maybe since you mentioned Venom, like maybe we should read some of those. But yeah. Like I think the Agent Venom was a great concept, but like rereading those first couple of issues of the most recent series, it just seems like it's a tug of war going on of like, oh, what story is it going to be? We don't really know. It's an agent stuff, but wait, no, fuck, we don't like that as much. It's not selling. Oh, he's a badass monster guy. No, wait, oh, damn.
Yeah, they couldn't commit.
Yeah, no, they, and like, here's where the story's going. Mm-hmm. 2 issues in, different writer, fuck all that other stuff.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's probably not quite as bad as that, but it was like, you guys don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I haven't, I just don't have the time to read anything new, but, if it was worth it, I'd check it out. But.
Yeah, nah. So this didn't motivate you to crack open a whole new collection?
Kind of maybe want to go back and read the Desert Island. comics. I they all kind of blended in together. I thought that was when he first. Appeared.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't the first one. I thought it was like the second one, but maybe it's the third. Maybe it's the fourth.
Yeah, I'll check it online. But
the art is pretty awesome. Still. Yeah, yeah.
And what's cool is that when Venom first appeared, like he seemed a lot more like Spider-Man, but in this in 317,
He
started kind of it starts looking more like Venom.
Yeah, yeah. Start having like the even more over exaggerated like mouth. He doesn't have the tongue yet.
Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. Not, yeah, exactly. And his teeth got sharp.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, he doesn't look quite like Topher Grace. not quite. So, I mean, that obviously is bad art. I mean...
But it's cool. You can... I like looking... Because this is what? How many years before Image is this? This is... Image like, was 92?
Yeah, so 3, maybe 4 years. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he really... I mean, I think this is the time, though, like, looking at some of the earlier... well, a little earlier than this, he was doing, like, Incredible Hulk.
Okay, okay.
And just looking of where his art was going.
Yeah.
I mean, you can really see a lot of the, like, Todd McFarlane faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Really strongly in here. Like, especially, you know, in some of the minor characters.
Yeah. When they were moving into the apartment.
Yeah, yeah. And even during the kind of main story of 299, one of the actual crime boss with like the little mustache.
It was
that's totally a face type he will go back to and use a lot.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. I mean, I think they're still just fun comics. I'm not sure if they, you know, rank up. Even with the fun of the McFarlane art, I'm not sure if they'd rank up to, like, my favorite Spider-Man or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there's definitely an energy to them. Like, the family stuff is really what keeps pulling me back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Let's see, I did want to ask you... Or did I already... Did you like some of the 80s fashions, though?
Oh, man. MJ, man. Oh my gosh, man. Her, what outfit is it, man? With the fishnet?
Was it the fishnets with the belt that was like almost as big as her? When she's trying to be like, hey, Spider-Man, take pictures of these.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh my goodness, I mean, man. The fashion, man. The hair. It's the hair.
Oh. Like, I can almost. You know, forgive the hair because it's MJ and it's McFarlane, so it just means the hair is going to be huge.
Yeah.
I think my favorite fashion is in 299.
Okay.
When it's, when they go to the party and MJ has the yellow dress with the slit above her belt, like literally to her waist. But even better than that is Peter Parker.
He looks with, such a turd, man.
He's got these shoulder pads that must stick out like, I'd say what, that's about like a foot on each side. And then the glasses and the skinny tie.
Oh, my gosh, it's, man.
Oh, it's awesome.
Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, I think it's like page 8. It's just amazing.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
I personally, I like to think the entire suit's denim.
I don't know why.
I think it's just the way they wrinkle at the bottom of his shoes. I just kind of think, nah, it's got to be denim. Even if it's not, it should be. And the slightly popped collar.
Yeah, the popped collar, man. It's so good. So good, man.
I think you have your next Halloween costume.
Oh, man.
I'm Peter Parker from issue 299 of The Amazing Spider-Man. What? Didn't you notice?
Oh, man, I should go as MJ.
I call dibs. Well, oh, tell you what, we'll both spend, you know, the next couple of months in training.
Yeah.
And then we'll do like a leg off to see, we'll let our friends vote who can wear the fishnets. I'm coming for you, Phil Bennett, I'm coming for you.
You just gotta do the squats, man.
No, not squats.
So in the movies, she's an actress, but the comics, she's just a model, right? Is that what's going on?
I think she's a model and an actress.
Okay.
Because I do remember, I think there was a side story. This might have actually been when McFarlane left, but Eric Larson was still, like, writing and penciling it. He might have been.
Okay.
Where there was a whole subplot of, like, you know, Spider-Man is fighting bad guys as always. And Mary Jane is offered, a big action movie role.
Oh, wow.
And there's this whole subplot of, like, they're only... It's kind of played off where, it's going to be, like, the next big Schwarzenegger thing. I don't think they ever use Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
But it's obviously, like, oh, you know those big action stars?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And she's basically got the girl role in it, or okay. the woman role.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll only give her the part if, she's willing to go topless in the movie.
Interesting.
And it's just them kind of going back and forth about she's going, like, this should be for my career. And his going, if they want you just to show your boobies, they don't care about your career.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of going back and forth about that was, like, a thing.
That's interesting. I never even knew about that. Holy
yeah.
shit.
No, it was...
I want to read that now.
And you know what the thing is? That information is in my brain, and there's some valuable stuff out there that is like, oh, I will come in and I will lodge here. File your taxes on time. Oh, nope, you got information about Mary Jane's movie roles. Better go home.
Isn't that nuts, man?
I know. And like I said, I have not read these issues. I can even see the panels in my mind of
That's
Peter
crazy.
Parker throwing his hands in the air. Haven't read it in probably 15 years.
That's crazy. That's yeah, man. I feel you, man. I got it. I'm gonna read up on this, but thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And of course, I mean, you know their current relationship status, right?
Oh man, I'm so out of the loop, man.
Oh dude. I think if you're a fan of Married Peter Parker,
mm-hmm.
I've got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Well, they didn't get divorced.
Okay.
Instead, through a very twisty, turny type reasoning, I think it was, Peter Parker's secret got out and people got hurt, and I forget the other final push, but somehow both of them, mostly Mary Jane, I forget what the current retcon of the retcon of the retcon is, but basically a deal was made with, the Marvel Universe devil to dissolve their entire married history and rewrite time so that they've never, ever been married to have a single Peter Parker back in action and yada, yada, yada. So, what? Yeah, this whole relationship never existed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they dated and I forget, where it starts changing to them not getting married.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's one of those very controversial stories that people are like, that's awful, it should never have happened. Mm-hmm. But it's been several years now since that storyline did go into effect, where it's not like, we've got lots of good Spider-Man years here. But the bad thing is, now no one really knows what to do with Mary Jane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's just kind of like, every now and then she shows up and is like, hi! The writers don't really know what to do with me.
Oh, man.
See you later, bye!
That kind of blows.
Yeah, it kind of does. It really took one of the most prominent women of Marvel superhero or not, like you said, someone who even in the 80s was actually having her own form of agency and said, we're going to turn you back into an aspiring actress, because that's what Kristen Dunst was.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I don't know why they would do that, man. I guess people just got tired of their relationship,
Yeah.
And I guess Spider-Man has always kind of been locked down in that sense. I guess it's kind of be interesting. I guess it would be interesting to see what he's like without you know, like Aunt May and Mary Jane around.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, maybe Aunt May is still around.
Okay.
But she's now married to J. Jonah Jameson's father.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no. She's...
How is that guy still alive?
He's old.
Jesus, man.
They've got robot arms for people, Phil. They've got robot arms.
Yeah. An old guy. Like, people flying around and, you know, demons and, you know, aliens.
Yeah, but it is kind of like... I mean, it wasn't... I remember reading it. It's been a while, but, like, I was going like, you know what? Sure, why not? I'll go with this. They're having fun with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, fuck it, yeah.
So since we're talking about like all things Spider-Man,
yeah,
you know, because what's your background like family wise?
My ethnic background.
Yeah.
My mom is Puerto Rican, and my father is Jamaican.
Yeah, like because of that little blend, I kind of want to ask like if you have any thoughts on Or if you even know who Miles Morales is.
I know that there was a Hispanic Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
But is that the 2099 guy?
Or that? No, that was... Well, the... Him too. Okay. The Miles Morales is, you know, they have... Wow, this is going to be kind of convoluted. They'd have the Ultimate Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Which is basically in, like, the early 2000s, they kind of said, you know, we've got lots and lots of back issues.
Yeah.
Which kind of hurts the idea of, like, new readers. Let's just kind of create a separate alternate universe and almost jumpstart some of the storylines.
Okay. I think I've already heard about this. Yeah.
And one of them was, of course, Spider-Man, which was Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And after, you know, a little over 10 years, Peter Parker was killed. Okay. And they introduced a new character, Miles Morales, who is, to quote from Wikipedia, which is always right, a teenager of Black Hispanic descent, Miles is the second Spider-Man in the Ultimate Marvel continuity.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And I was just wondering, you know, since, I mean, you hear Black Hispanic, and you know, I couldn't remember which parent was from where, but I was like, I wonder if you just have any, like, thoughts, but since now I'm telling you about the character now.
No. Check it out. I think... You know, I would have really liked the character like this when I was a kid. So I guess, you know, hopefully, you know, there's some mixed kids that can get into this. Because, you know, growing up, you know, there's, you know, there's like not many superheroes that looked like. Look like me or whatever, you know. But, this is cool, man. Check it out.
I mean, there wasn't. I'm trying to think of who would have been. Like, because I know there was a very short Luke Cage series.
Yeah, there was Cage.
And, like, I don't even think we ever saw even, like, the Falcon.
Yeah, no, the Prowler, but that was some weird...
Yeah, he was, like, he looked cool. I remember thinking he looked cool, but he was never really there, and...
Yeah.
And, man. Ah, you know.
Yeah, but I definitely would have been all over this... This man, shit, man. Wish I was fifth grade now, man. I'd be reading these comics like crazy. But I'll check it out, man. Yeah, it came out in 2011, right?
Yeah. No. And it's... I think, like, the first opening arc, I thought it was really strong. And then I almost feel it got, like, tied too much into the big world-changing... events that are sweeping through the Ultimate, so it never, I don't like, I mean, I still enjoy what's kind of being written with it, but I never felt it got a chance to really develop its own storyline before having to, you know, go into world building mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then again, I'm also a snob when it comes to comics, and I'm especially harsh on stuff like that. So
yeah, yeah. Whatever. Nice. This is, yeah, man. I give it. I didn't even know about this. I kind of heard about it, but I didn't really look into it.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's got some really, really good moments in it. You know, the only thing is I think they kind of mimic the Peter Parker story a little too close in certain elements, but I don't want to give it away. But maybe if you're willing, next time we could either talk about some Ultimate Spider-Man, we could talk about something completely different. Who knows? Who knows?
I'll do whatever, man.
Well, man, here's the big question before we end the show, because it's almost been an hour.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know, right? I've had fun. Hopefully the listeners have had fun. The big question for you is, I want to find more of you on the internet. Where can I go?
Okay. Manny Marks at Bandcamp. .com. MANNY.bandcamp.com. I'm working on a new album. Kind of been reading a little bit of cyberpunk lately.
Ooh.
You ever heard of Altered Carbon? It's not a big series, but it's pretty I'll send you a wiki link about it. It's a pretty cool comic. A pretty cool novel. So it's kind of like has a cyberpunk feel to it. So I'm trying to like work on an album with a little bit of cyberpunk themes going in it musically. So I'm trying to do that. And I'm possibly making music for a mobile puzzle game.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure when it's going to come out or, you know, the details are, but I've been writing for that as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yes, it is. Just check me out on Bandcamp, and all my music is still free. So,
cool. No, and it's, I mean, I've confessed to him off air. I have actually downloaded this stuff for free and not paid for it. And hearing it like it actually makes me kind of want to pay for it, you know? I mean, it's just, it's good stuff and it's fun. And it really has lots of different styles going through it. So it's just a fun listen. And even though I don't have a car, it seemed like it'd be fun music to like drive to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, The Vagabond album, mm-hmm. which is the track that you use for your podcast. I made that sampling old Japanese pinky violence film soundtracks. that was kind of just made something to put your headphones on and just walk around in the city or drive, whatever, you know. And the Uchujins. Mm. I don't know if you check that out. Yeah, that's like a project
I did. Not as much. I need to look at that though.
Yeah, that was has like a whole the concept album about being aliens coming to Earth, and I did that with my friends Brian and Johnny.
Awesome.
Yeah. So this one would be more cyberpunk. I don't know if I might do lyrics or not. I'd love to find if there's a girl singer out there. You know, nothing against guy singers, but I would like to do something with a woman's voice. I haven't really done anything with a woman's voice yet, but I would, you know, if anybody's out there that wants to lend me their vocals, who's a woman or sounds like a woman, it could be a guy too, it's cool.
Is there a contact link on the mannymarks.bandcamp.com?
Yeah, you can send me an email to my personal email address.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think if you download the music, it gives you an option to send me a message.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so just download the music and then just send me a message if you're interested. And yeah, you know we can do stuff. You know, I make records and recordings with people back in New York just by emailing back and forth, you know, audio files and whatnot. So it should be fun. Yeah.
So if any of my average of 25 subscribers, if you happen to sound female or be female and still sound female, if you're female and sound male, he may draw a line.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope, nothing wrong with it at all.
But yeah, and you know, if you go to deadlytroubadour.com, that's where you can find this podcast, you can find my comic reviews, you can find my short stories. You know, hopefully I'll be having news about my novel soon.
Nice.
Getting closer and closer to publishing. Also, awesome. By the way, there is a links, and right now actually the only link in the links area is Manny Marks. so please, you know, you can click there as well. Also, I do another podcast called Living Japan, and that talks about life in Japan, different elements in Japan, current events as well. It's a fun podcast. Both pages, Living Japan and Comics League International, we're on Facebook. We're on Facebook pages. And you know what? I love feedback. I love hearing from people. So if you got a moment, drop a line. Tell us if you enjoyed the episode or not. And since you're using Facebook, if you're using iTunes as well, you can subscribe and you can rate and review the show, which does help spread the word to people who might not otherwise get to hear about it. And in the meantime, tell your friends, you know, let them know. If you know someone who likes comic books or is thinking about comic books, let them know about this show. And when you're driving around, why don't you, hopefully you've already downloaded, because I don't know if you can download while driving. I'm not sure if the cars do that anymore. But download yourself some Manny Marks albums, maybe some Uchujin's albums, and listen to those while driving. You'll have a fun day. Or just walking, riding the bus.
Yeah, ride the bus, man.
Ride the bus, ride a train, take a walk. It's going to be a beautiful day. and that's all for this week. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, man. Pachita Koso, man.
Awesome, awesome. Cool. Well, have a great day.
Peace out.